Good morning. My name is Father O'Hare. I'm very happy to be your guest homilist this morning. I'm a priest of the Diocese of Arlington. Grateful to be with Father Sly and at the invitation of Father Saunders. I was here 2006 at the dedication of this beautiful church. It's nice to be back in this beautiful church, still so beautiful. I grew up in Fairfax, went to St. Leo's School growing up, then to Paul VI High School. Graduated there a few years before Father Shear was there, then went to George Mason University and then entered the seminary for the Diocese of Arlington and was ordained a priest for the diocese in 2002. This July 4th weekend, we give thanks to God for the blessings of life for us as Americans, but even more every day we give thanks to God for the blessing of being Catholic. And every day, Father Sly, Father Saunders, Father Shear, myself, give thanks to God for the privilege it is in the Catholic Church to be your priests, to be instruments of salvation, servants of souls. There are no words, really, for what it is to have this gift and calling to serve as a priest. But God has seen fit to give me yet another calling within that calling, and that is to be a missionary. To be sent to a foreign land, to a foreign culture, to a place where the people are very poor, sent to shepherd 10,000 poor people. I'm here this morning to tell you about the mission where I serve, and as we come to understand shortly how it is very much your mission as well. The story begins with Bishop John Keating. As you know, before our current bishop, Bishop Laverty, the bishop of the Diocese of Arlington, was Bishop Keating. And in the late 1980s, a group of priests of the diocese approached Bishop Keating. And they said, Bishop, you know, the Diocese of Arlington is wealthy, both materially and spiritually, of many priests. We think the diocese should adopt a mission somewhere in the world. We think the Diocese of Arlington should find a place somewhere in the world which is poor, both materially and spiritually, a poor parish with no priest to serve them. So Bishop Keating thought about it, and he said, you're right. The Diocese of Arlington should adopt a mission somewhere in the world. And so Bishop Keating found out about a place in the rural western area of the Dominican Republic, right on the border of Haiti, a place called Bonica. But before making any plans, he wanted to see this place, Bonica, for himself. And so he flew down to the Dominican Republic, to the capital, Santo Domingo. And then a driver met him there and took him in a truck about 7 hours west from the airport, right to the border of Haiti, to this place called Bonica. And what did Bishop Keating see when he got there? He saw people there who were hungry, physically hungry, and spiritually hungry. Hungry for the Word of God, hungry for the sacraments, hungry for our Catholic faith. And so on the spot there in Bonica, he turned to the local bishop who accompanied him and he said, Bonica, this is where I want to send my priests. Looking back now, we think we know why he chose that spot. If you look at a map of the Dominican Republic, Bonica sits right in the dead center of the island, the furthest you can get from the beach. The beach is over 4 hours away from Bonica. He was going to send his priests to work, not to go to the beach. The first priest sent from our diocese was Father Jerry Creedon in 1991, followed by Monsignor Cassidy there for a short time, then Father Jack O'Hara, then Father Pat Posey, then Father Dan Gee, and then Father Chris Murphy. And then 6 years ago, I was sitting in my nicely air-conditioned Northern Virginia parish office, and Bishop Laverty called and asked if I'd be willing to serve in the mission. And so for the past 6 years, it's been my privilege to serve a very poor but a very faithful people. 10,000 souls dispersed in about 60 different communities, about a 40-mile radius, some of them up in the mountains. It requires a strong four-wheel drive truck with some monster tires to get to where all the people are. Lots of territory to cover, lots of people, lots of work, and all worth it. Blessed Mother Teresa said that we can find Christ in the distressing disguise of the poor. Christ is specially present in the poor. He made himself poor to make us all rich in his grace. And that has certainly been my experience these past 6 years in Bonica. Well, there are many, many stories I could tell you. I'm just going to tell you one story this morning. Of these 60 communities, some I get to once a year, some once every 6 months, some once every 3 months, some once a month, and some closer to town I can get to every Sunday for Sunday Mass. One of the places I get every Sunday is called Iguerito. And in Iguerito, there's an older man who's always there at Mass. His name is Leonardo. So one Sunday I get there in Iguerito to celebrate Mass, and before Mass, Leonardo comes up to me. And he says, "Hey, Father, I need to talk to you about something after Mass today." I said, "Sure, no problem." And I was sure I knew what we were going to talk about. It's what the people always want to talk to the priest about after Mass. And that is the help that they need. They might need money to buy medicine. They might need transportation to get to a regional hospital for an appointment. They might need help to fix up their home. All the needs of the people, both spiritual and material, they look to the church. And so after Mass, I said, "Hey, Leonardo, you know, what's up?" He said, "Well, Father, you know, I come to Mass here every Sunday, and I don't have a family. You know, I live alone." And then kind of sheepishly he said, "And Father, I've never made my first communion, and I'd really like to make my first communion." "Well, that's not the usual request after Mass." I said, "Well, sure, no problem. We have a young adult catechist here. He can prepare you, and in a couple months, you'll have your first confession, and then you can receive your first Holy Communion right here to Sunday Mass with all the people present." Leonardo smiled, a very happy man that day. So a couple months later, had his first confession, and then at a Sunday Mass, received his first Holy Communion. And then after Mass, we took a picture, big smile that day. And then after the picture, he turned to me and said, "Hey, Father, I need to talk to you about something." I thought, well, here we go, right? He softened me up with that first communion. Now he's going to ask me for the help that he needs. I thought, sure, no problem. "So what's up?" He said, "Well, Father, I'm very grateful to receive my first communion today and to show you my gratitude. I brought you these vegetables from the farm where I work." This man who certainly goes hungry on a regular basis, he brought food to the priest in gratitude for the food of eternal life that he had just received. A humble man of sincere faith. A couple months later, I got a call that Leonardo was very sick and needed to be anointed. So I jumped in the truck and headed over to his house. I had actually never been to his house before. And when I got there, I didn't find a house. I found an 8x8 metal shack. I knew Leonardo was poor. I didn't know he was one of the poorest of the poor there. So I went in there, and he was in pretty bad shape. He had had a stroke, so I anointed him and then had a parish driver take him to the local hospital. And Leonardo died not long after that. I tell you that story because the mission in Banica is all about Leonardo. 20 years ago, if Bishop Keating had not decided to send priests to Banica, Leonardo would never have received his first confession, his first communion, and anointing on the way to eternal life. 20 years ago, if Bishop Keating had not decided to start a mission in Banica, the people there would still be going hungry, both physically and spiritually. But thanks be to God, because of the mission in Banica, the people, 10,000 and more, are being fed, both in body and in spirit. In today's gospel, Christ speaks the unforgettable words, "Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened." Well, it's so much easier to come to him when he draws near first. And that's exactly what the Banica mission is all about. It's about God drawing near first to his poor so that they can come to him with their burdens and they come to him with faith. That's what the mission of Banica is. It's God's mission ultimately, but it's been entrusted to us, entrusted to the Diocese of Arlington. The Banica mission belongs to the Diocese of Arlington. It belongs to all the parishes of the diocese. It belongs to you here at Our Lady of Hope. And in fact, the parish school here at Our Lady of Hope very generously has been partnering with the parish school in Banica. We have a parish school down there that educates 225 children. And the parish school in Our Lady of Hope has raised some money helping us to build more classrooms for the kids down there. We all want to leave our mark in this world, and with your help, the Diocese of Arlington is very much leaving its mark on the world of Bonica, transforming life there, both spiritually and materially. For me, being there, it's painful for me to imagine how different life would be for the 10,000 people there if the Bonica mission had never begun 23 years ago. How different the lives of 10,000 people would be today. Well, today's second collection is for the Bonica mission. And so I'm asking not only for your prayers, but also for your financial support, if you can do that. The American dollar goes a long way down there, so every donation really does make a difference. And one more comment. We all know that education is the key to breaking the cycle of poverty. In addition to building a parish school, we now have a college scholarship program. At the end of every school year, I select 3 or 4 of the cream of the crop graduating seniors who have no way of getting to college. And I find sponsors up here in the diocese. It costs $300 a month to sponsor a student. With the help of sponsors, these selected students that I choose go to college in the bigger town, Santo Domingo. But while they're going to college, they give back in the parish, serving in youth ministry, serving catechesis, being like my apostles in the parish there. So if you're interested in making your mark, especially in the area of education, you could talk to Dr. Mass today about sponsoring partial or full one of these scholarship students. Thank you in advance for your support, and permit me to close with a prayer. Lord God, you have a particular love for the poor. Before you, we are all poor. We are all utterly dependent on your divine grace. We thank you for the Bonica mission, which is saving souls and feeding the hungry and extending your kingdom in this world. Please give me strength to serve well, and please bless all those who support the mission, both spiritually and materially. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.